a certain sense, everything in your spiritual life comes down to something I will refer to as alignment. How smoothly and how effectively your life flows has to do with alignment. Just like your car, if the wheels aren't aligned, it's a rocky road. And most people are grotesquely misaligned. And we honestly don't know what shop to go to for repairs. So what happens is we try to muddle through as best we can to live a life kind of hobbling along. Some of us more visibly hobbling than others, but I will tell you, the more I work with people, the more I see how crippled most people are by their misalignment, their lack of emotional development, their lack of intellectual development, their incredible service of their ego needs, of their personal, emotional, sexual drives, all of these things that make us function in the world. And when you get misaligned in a big way, you can do a lot of damage to the vehicle and to everybody around you. That alignment basically allows for very smooth functioning. Even when people start to get in alignment, you know, they eat better, they go to the gym, they try to do things that are good for the body and the mind, you're still serving a sort of inappropriate master, because the alignment is not in service of your personal private gains. Real alignment is in service of, if you will, what the universe wants. You're here for a purpose. And finding that purpose is the thing that aligns you. Finding how you can serve this world, how you can serve humanity, how you can serve one another, and even how you can serve yourself is incredibly, incredibly important. And the answer will not come directly from textbooks, spiritual teachers, wishing or even praying exactly, although prayer can help. It comes from finding the manual. What is the manual? Where does it reside? Who's in charge of this thing that you are in the world? And there are people who are in service, who are aligned, who can provide a kind of help, a realignment, if you will. For many of you in the class, that's all that's really going on. The misalignment shows itself, and I, who am probably the worst technician in the world in terms of the outer form, somehow have learned to serve that which aligns. So I can actually look at you and see the problem, if you will. And it doesn't need much correction, usually. It's a little twist here, a little pull, a little extra oil here, whatever it is. There's something that starts to bring you back. And that's a gift that certain spiritual teachers or maybe even other teachers, massage therapists and Reiki teachers or practitioners or, you know, all sorts of people who go out in the world and do manipulation. They can help realign and reposition. But the real alignment that's necessary is driven by something profoundly deep inside you. And what it is leading to is, how can I serve my highest self? How can I serve that which I was born to be here to do? Most of us don't even know we were born here to do anything. Many of us think we were just born into the world to have fun or to get a good job or make a lot of money or whatever your particular fantasy is. We're programmed for that, so it's not necessarily a bad thing. But when you start to become aligned, you start to know there is something deeper and more powerful wanting to express itself through you. It may have big designs in terms of making you a politician or making you a doctor or making you some kind of person who can go out and do physical material things for other people. But it may also make you a good listener, a nice person, a kindly soul, an open-hearted being, someone other people want to be near for whatever reason. Alignment allows you to become something that nurtures, helps, assists, loves, and embraces the other. That's what alignment really does. Of course, the beneficiary of it along the way is you. Because you, in the process of aligning, serve others, and that comes back to just help you become better at what you do. And you start to become somebody who really is a gift to the world and a gift to life itself, as opposed to being a drain on the world, an irritant, a parasite, a whatever it is that many people somehow manage to become. The spiritual journey is not really about making you spiritual. It's about giving you a clarity of how to serve mankind, people, others. I talk about this a lot, but the real spiritual journey is from me to you, from I to thou. That's the journey. And it takes a full lifetime. You meet people occasionally who are very dedicated people, who that's all they want to do. They want to help others and they want to serve and they want to be of value to the world. And that's a wonderful alignment. And it really does give you lots of points in heaven, if you will. But you can't try to be aligned and serve people without serving yourself as well. Serving yourself in alignment means that your whole life is working to go deeper and deeper into an expression of openness, emptiness, largesse, gratitude, amazement and wonder, and all of these qualities that allow you to be a perceiver of the wonder and majesty of existence. The inner alignment has a timeless quality. It doesn't mean you look at your watch every 2 minutes or take out your phone every 2 minutes. It's the opposite of that. It goes into this place that is absolutely still, vast, preceding the whole idea of time itself. And it takes you in and you find yourself deeply informed by, if you will, higher power. And if you don't want to gradate it as higher or lower or medium or something, by something that really is looking out of your eyes, actually in the end speaking through your mouth, breathing through your nose, hearing through your ears. It is allowing you to become the conduit between that which is external and that which is internal. It allows you to become the balancing force. It allows you to become that which knows the world. Knowing the world is a service to the world, because you will always show up. You will always be in the right place. You will always be available to what needs to be done. And you won't resist it. The biggest problem for people, the thing that throws you out of alignment more than anything, is the word Rudy used endlessly, resistance. What about me? What about what I want? What about my pleasure? What about the things that I wished for? Why didn't I get what I? All that stuff is a misaligning reality. It creates an extraordinary amount of disturbance in the system, and it creates a very bumpy, unhappy ride. The minute you move beyond the me, and you begin the journey to the you, to the other self, to the reality of the world around you, the inner starts to find its place, as well as the people around you begin to find theirs. Serving others is the best version of serving yourself. But you can't do it from a place of, if I do this, therefore I get. That has to completely disappear. And it does, because what you discover in letting go of ego-directed action in the world is this unbelievable sense of how big you really are. How vast, how enormous, how beautiful, how encompassing your true self is. And when you start to touch that, when you start to feel the magnitude of your being, serving this little tiny self seems really beside the point. It has no directive. You know, you can take care of it. You can give it an ice cream cone on occasion. You know, you can give it water. You can give it hugs. I mean, there's all these things you can do to it, and it will be taken care of. It doesn't need a lot. But yourself needs everything. Yourself is so massive. And what it wants is this outreach and inreach that allows it to live. I was watching on the airplane these two Planet Earth episodes. I don't know how many of you watch Planet Earth. It's like mind-bending experience for me every time I look at it, because the Earth is filled with alien creatures beyond our comprehension. And they all have lives. They all have things they need to do. Food to eat, places to get to, ways of, you know, hiding under the sand and going like that and taking it all this, going back in. That's their life. And it's a necessary part of this vast being that we are part of. And they're just one little strange creature. There are billions of strange creatures, including us. And trust me, we are strange creatures. We think that we're the be-all and end-all of everything, but we are just another life form, and not even a very effective life form on some levels, and rather problematic, polluting life form, as we all kind of know. And not a life form the planet may want to sustain, to be honest, for lots of reasons. We may think it's amazing to build cities and ashrams and have spiritual talks and all of that, but in truth, there are organisms out there that probably have a higher spiritual awareness than we do. It may be that every tree and every blade of grass is more connected to totality than our human awareness and mind. I'm not saying that's true, but what I'm trying to do is create a perspective that allows you to know that your small individual self that is out of alignment is not as healthy as a blade of grass that's standing strong or a tree that's expanding beautifully into the environment. there are these books out now talking about how trees communicate. And, you know, I have yet to read them. I've only read the reviews of them. But here's what they've done for me. I realize that roots connect and contact other roots, that there are a signal sent between the roots of trees and branches of trees. Trees try to protect their young. They send out these little phenomes, is that the word, the little messages to one another. They are aware of time in a way that we don't understand at all. They've been around a long time. They understand stillness. They understand cooperation. They understand flowering. They understand opening and closing and shedding and returning to life. Trees are in greater alignment and communication with themselves, if you will, than we are. Now, I'm not trying to deify a tree. I'm not trying to deify us. But what I'm trying to do is to let you know that there is a reality of being in us that is at play all the time. It is beyond anything we can comprehend. Our minds will never grasp it, and yet we are living it to the hilt. Even our strong ego-striving systems, our car-driving, skyscraper-building mentalities are part of something that is at work and needs to be at work for whatever reason. It all has an extraordinarily powerful materialized sensibility. We feel the solidity of bricks and street pavement and physical bodies. And yet, as you start to go in deeper and deeper into your inner self, you see that all these things dematerialize. They're more dream stuff than they are solid stuff. That the world is a mixture of the existent and the pre-existent or the non-existent. The emptiness and the fullness, all happening at the same time. And trees may understand that better than you do. If you get into alignment, things happen. I think I described this the other day on one of my talks, but just a sense of it, talking about trees. I was walking home from taking my car in to have service, a long walk home. And I like long walks because they can be walking. But it was along a highway, and cars are going everywhere, and it's noisy and distracting, and there's car repair places and all these shops. And I'm just walking and walking, and I just felt I needed something. I needed connection. And I was trying to breathe inside, but the noise level was unbelievable. Cars going by. And so I just, as I was walking, touched a tree, and I went, it touched me back. The tree touched me back. There was this exquisite sense of being acknowledged, being felt, communicated with by a tree. And then I touched another tree and another tree, and they were each different personalities, rough, smooth, old, young. And life spoke to me through the tree. And it said, okay, it's having trouble going in, we'll take care of you from the outside, which it does. I have a wife and children and grandchildren who take care of me from the outside. But I also have this inner space that tells me how to take care of them as well. We all have that. Our lives are beautiful and perfect in their own way. If your life is discordant and troublesome and there's stuff going on, it can be fixed. It can be aligned because you have the manual inside. You have the doctor at home. Go inside, make an appointment, get in there, and let that healing clarity start to come through and make you better. It will probably give you a prescription. Go on a diet. Eat this food. Don't eat that food. Their stuff will be told to you. And like most people, you'll listen or you won't listen. If you listen, transformation happens. If you don't listen, you stay misaligned. But you've chosen to be that. And I tell you, in a funny way, the universe doesn't care. It has a lot of misaligned jalopies driving down the street, and they crash, and they do things, and they cause problems. But, you know, it's part of how it works. Being misaligned, the only real problem is you. You're the one who suffers misalignment. You know, other people don't usually know because they're just as misaligned as you, and they're already working on their own stuff. So we have all of these misaligned people trying to make life with each other and have society. And we have the society we have because of misalignment. The opportunity which presents itself to you now as it's being spoken is fix yourself. Get fixed. Get aligned. Find the mechanism inside you that tunes you up. You're due for a tuning. Let all those little things start to come together, and you will walk back in the world feeling like, wow, that's how I would like to feel. That's how it should be. And as long as you keep on the regimen for most of the time, you'll feel in alignment, and you will start to help get these messages, because real alignment connects you not only to your personality, but to your vast being, and it will start to come through, and it will offer you opportunities to be of help. If you pay attention to the needs of others as well as just your own needs, this extraordinary thing starts to happen, and that your sense of being goes far beyond the material, biological, physical, personality self. Your sense of being expands, and you're no longer about you. You're about yourself, which is everything. And that's what starts to happen. You become vast. Your being becomes encompassing of everything it's aware of. And you become like a tree, kind of timeless, or you sense things without normal time. You become aware of touching other plants and roots, touching the sky, reaching out, dropping off stuff that needs to fall away, creating new buds of possibility. And you become this living, breathing organism that is, for as long as it has time to breathe and exist and walk the earth, a remarkable gift to the planet. You can be a gift to the planet and everybody around you if you decide you would like to do that. Take yourself into the shop and get aligned. And you know, I don't think there's a lot of questioning about what does that mean, other than, I guess, this idea that is part of everything I ever talk about. Where's the shop? It's in here. Doors are open. There's signs outside saying car repair, personality repair, image repair, body repair, and soul repair. It's right flashing. Step inside, go up to the counter and say, I'm here for a service job. And they will begin the work. And you will come out, you'll drive out going, oh, wow, feels good. Wipers are working. You know, your senses are out, the radio's on, you're hearing everything around you, the windshield's clear, everything is really working. So take the time to align. Try to feel what it means to align yourself with the greater being of you. Try to feel how you can serve humanity by becoming one with all that is. Everything you do will be part of that alignment. Everything you do will be in service. And that service, although it doesn't take care of your little needs necessarily, although it might, it takes care of the larger good, which is going to make you much happier than getting you, you know, a new stereo system or something that you think is really important. You know, put off your own stuff, serve others, and watch what comes back. Pretty amazing. So, alignment. That'll be the word for today, for this afternoon. Think about it. Do the work. Take yourself to the shop. Get it done. Go out. Have a happier life. Any questions?